In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We do this broadcast live. You know, Israel sinned against the Lord, and she would continue to worship false gods, and she would continue to go to the temple prostitutes, and she would continue to worship God also, Yahweh, as well as the false gods. And the Lord promised them, because you're not repentant, I'm going to send you away from the temple, off to Babylon, to the captivity. And Jeremiah said 70 years they were going to be there. Oh, the other priests and prophets said, oh, don't unpack your bags. You're going to be there 70 years, Jeremiah said. And the others said, oh, no, the temple is waiting for us. In a couple of months, we'll be out of Babylon. Well, Jeremiah was the prophet, and Jeremiah said 70 years, and 70 years it was. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. Mount Zion is where the temple was built on. We hung up our harps upon the willows in the midst of it, for there they carried us away captive, and they asked us to sing us one of the songs that we sang in the temple. And she responds, how could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land, in a strange land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. And if I do not remember you, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. We see that she went to Babylon, and she suffered. She could not sing the songs that she sang in the temple. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? But you know what? God told them while they were in Babylon that the city depended upon them, that the country they were in depended upon them. And it's Jeremiah 29:4. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that have carried away captives to Babylon, whom I caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. It was God who caused it because of their sin. Build houses, dwell in them, plant gardens, eat the fruit of them. Take wives, beget sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons, and give your daughters husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city I have caused you to be carried away captive. In the peace, therefore, shall you have peace. And I tell you, the other prophets prophesied and said, oh no, don't you dare build houses. Don't you dare get married. We're going back. But they were wrong. Captivity is something that we all experience. Maybe not because of our sin, but because everything is going wrong in our family. And we feel captive. We feel like we're in Babylon. But you know, this is what the Lord says to us in Babylon. Build houses, marry children. The city depends upon you. The peace of the place depends upon you. And then he says, I know the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace, not evil. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Then, when you call upon me and go and pray to me and listen, I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search me, when you search for me with all of your heart. And so I know the plans I have for you, the Lord says, even in Babylon, plans for a future and a hope. Today, I'm telling you, there is hope because Jesus Christ has died and he is risen from the dead. There is hope for you and me. There is hope for whatever we're going through. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to give you a future and a hope. I tell you, my friends, I was just reading the letters that people have sent me, and they talked about being encouraged. And I said, how can I encourage people today? People that are experiencing Babylon in their own way, not because they've sinned or because they've sinned. How can I help them today? What encouragement could I give them today? And we all know it's Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and following. I know the plans I have for you. My friends, I'm talking to you. Plans to give you a future. Plans to give you a hope that what you're going through now has an end. It has an end. One day at a time, what you're going through now has an end. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. And when you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. I received a letter or a call today from somebody, and they're ministering to people. And I just had to smile and say, isn't that wonderful? And the person said to me, you know, I ministered yesterday. It was such a fabulous day. All these things happened to me. And I thought this and said it out loud. I said, you know what? I don't know if that's happening to every priest, but I know it's happening to you because this kid has the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's experienced that wonderful baptism of the Spirit, which gives us the power to minister, the power to proclaim the word of God, the power to say, I know the plans I have for me. God has plans for me, plans to give me a future and a hope. The people who come, they're looking for a hope. And our hope is not in tomorrow. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And you know what? We are all not in Babylon, but we have been brought to a city that does not belong to God. It might be Boston. It might be Fall River. It might be St. Louis. It might be someplace in Chicago. The city does not belong to God. The politics are not God's people, most of them. And the Lord says, I know the plans I have for you. You are to live as the light of the world. You are to live as the light of the world. You are to be in this place and shine, that your light would shine so that they would see your good works and so glorify the Heavenly Father. In one sense, we're all captive, all in captivity, because our final home is heaven, and we are on the earth, and it is not heaven, not yet, even though we pray, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is our place of captivity, and we are to live in this land as the very light of the world. St. Paul says, shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation, that you should shine like stars to give light to this crooked and perverse generation. That means you. That means me. We are not just called to be where we are because we're just, you know, just losing time or just marching in place. We are called to be where we are so that we would be lights to a people that do not know light, that we would be hope to a people that do not know hope, that we would draw people and bring people to Jesus and people to Jesus and Jesus to people, that we would do this in our captivity, and that we would live in the world but not be of the world. that we would live in the country that we're in or the city that we're in, but not be part of its philosophy, which is dog eat dog, stepping on people, making yourself feel good because I gossip about another person. Listen, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to give you a future and a hope. And if you're in a hole today, and if you're in a cistern like Jeremiah was, and it's dark, I'm telling you, the light is in you if you're a Christian. That light is in your heart. That light is, let it explode, Lord. That light of the Holy Spirit, let it explode, Lord. Give them that hope, Lord, that you know the plans you have for these people. Plans to give a future and a hope, even though it seems right now that they're destroyed, even though it seems right now that they don't have any hope or have any future, but your plan for each person is, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. To give a future and a hope. Oh, if you seek me with all your heart. Oh, when you seek me with all your heart. You find me with you, says the Lord. I know the plans I have for you. Yes, those plans are God's plans. Do you know that Jesus is the man with the plan? I'll say it again. Jesus is the man with the plan. And though things right now might seem hopeless, I tell you, the plans of the Lord for you is to give you a future and a hope. And you can trust God because Jesus Christ, my Lord and yours, has died upon the cross, was buried, and rose from the dead. And whatever you're going through now is only temporary. It's only temporary. Oh, I have to remind myself too. It's only temporary. It's only temporary. It's not forever. It's for now. But God has plans for me, plans to give me a future. Plans to give me hope. If you seek him with all of your heart, you'll find him with you, says the Lord. You know, one of the big walking sticks of the devil is discouragement. Discouraged means discouraged, to take heart out of. And, you know, we just go through this, and then we go through that, and then we go through this, and we start thinking, I'm a victim. I'm telling you today, you're not a victim, you're the victor. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, you are not a victim, you are a victor. You are a victor, not a victim. You are the head and not the tail. Your basket is full and not empty. This is God's word to his people, that we who follow his Son, we have hope. We have a future, and even though things might be dark now, the sun is going to shine again. The sun is going to shine again, S-O-N, as well as the S-U-N. The sun is going to shine again for you, for me, to give us a future and a hope. But we are not to waste time while we're in Babylon. We are not to waste time while we are here. We are to build houses. We are to dig cisterns. We are to plant gardens. We are to eat the fruit of our gardens. We are to be married. We are to beget sons and daughters. We are to take wives for our sons and give our daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that we may be increased even in Babylon and not diminished. Seek the peace of the city that you're living in. I'll read it again. Seek the peace of the city that you're living in. I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for the city you are in. For in the peace of this city shall be your peace. In the peace of this city shall be your peace. So the Lord calls us to be in the world, but not of the world. And in the middle of our captivity, he calls us to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. I'm going to tell you something about a star. It doesn't have to try to start to shine. By its very nature, it shines. The sun is a star. You know that. It's 93 million miles away. It is a star. The sun does not have to try to shine. By its very nature, it shines. If you are a person who loves the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are a person who loves him with all of your heart, you are that star that shines in this crooked and perverse generation. But you say, I have so many troubles. I have so many troubles. I tell you this, my friends. I understand what it is to have troubles, but God will deliver you from them one at a time as you trust in him, as you place your faith in him. We spoke about the difference between being committed to Jesus and being surrendered to Jesus. There is a big difference. I don't want to be committed to him. I want to be surrendered to him so that every day he will bless me and use me as he desires. You see, if he doesn't give me the inspiration to talk, I have nothing to say. So I have to depend upon his inspiration to touch you, that he knows what you need. And so, even though I've said this before, you need to hear this, because this is what he told me to say. I know the plans I have for these people that listen to you. Plans to give them a future and a hope. That Babylon is not forever. That they are to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. You are to give them a little hope today, because some of them have grown weary in well-doing, and the Bible says, do not grow weary in well-doing, but continue to give, continue to do, continue to live for Jesus. I know sometimes it gets very hard. I know sometimes you say, this is too much, but you know what? Then you need a rest. You need to step back. You need a rest. You need to sleep. You need some fun. Whatever you need, take it. Take it. The Lord's not going to run away. He doesn't run away from us. He's present to us at all times. He's present for us when we go to the theater. I went to see 2016 the other day, and God was present with me in the movie and out of the movie. That's real. If I decide to go to the beach today, God is coming with me. Jesus is coming with me to the beach today. You see, it's not only when I pray that the Lord is with me, but the Lord is with me every single day. Why? Because he dwells within my heart. He dwells within your heart. And he dwells as the light of the world, a light that no darkness can overcome. Do you know that today? I just want to give you a little hope today. I want to tell you that what you're going through is not forever. I want to say that Jesus is stronger than your weakness. I want to say it's time to surrender rather than be committed. Surrender to the Lord and he will do everything for you. Surrender to the Lord and he will do everything for you. Surrender to the Lord and he will do everything for you. But how can I surrender? I'm so insignificant. I'm telling you, no one who hears my voice is insignificant. God created you in his own image and after his own likeness. God has poured out his Holy Spirit into you and brought you to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not insignificant. You are a mighty person. You have the capability of bringing light into darkness. You have the capability of bringing joy into sorrow. You have the capability of praying for people so that they get better. I tell you, you have a great capability, and the devil will try to hide your capability by getting you so discouraged that you think that it's not worth even living. I tell you, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a rotten liar. You have a hope. You have a future. And God wants to lead you one day at a time, one step at a time, one moment at a time. He wants to lead you. He wants to lead you. Allow him to lead. As you surrender to him, allow him to lead. Allow him to lead. So in Psalm 137, Israel was brought to Babylon. And they said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we hung up our harps, no more playing musical instruments. We hung up our hearts, and our captors desired us to sing us one of the songs that we sang in the temple. And how could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? I'm telling you, you can sing in the midst of your distress. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans I have for you, to give a future and a hope. I know the plans I have for you. Oh, when you seek me with all your heart, oh, when you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me with you, says the Lord. I know the plans I have for you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, say it with me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Eye hath not seen. Come on, say it with me. Eye hath not seen. Ear hath not heard. Ear hath not heard. What God has prepared for those who love him, for those who love him. Eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for you because you love him. Eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, what God has prepared for you because you love him. You are his, and he is yours. He dwells within your broken heart. You have the ability to bring peace to the neighborhood that you're in through your prayer, through your love. You have the ability to bring peace into this country. And I'm telling you, in November, we have an election that we must vote. My friends, we must vote. This is the most important election that I have ever been part of. This is the most important because it will mean either our country will go into the drink, or there will be hope for our country. And I know God has hope for our country. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let the Christian people in our country shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. Let your people who love you shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. Oh, God, forgive us for allowing birth control. Forgive us for allowing abortion. Forgive us for allowing gay marriage. Oh God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. We ask your forgiveness. We ask your forgiveness. We ask you, God, to pour out your spirit upon us in a way that we've never experienced. We ask you, God, that we would know that we are the light of the world, that we would know because we're connected to Jesus, because he dwells in our hearts, because he loves us, because he's never going to stop loving us. Oh yes, today, Lord, we ask forgiveness for the hundreds of children that will be killed today in abortion mills. We ask forgiveness, Lord, for the people that have been stored away, like the priests in China and those persecuted Christians throughout the world. We ask forgiveness that we don't pray for them. Oh God, we ask that you would help them, that you would give them hope, that the message I gave today would be transferred to the people that are prisoners for Jesus Christ. Oh God, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Do you love him? Tell him, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender all in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You take the 29th chapter of Jeremiah today. The 29th chapter of Jeremiah today. I want to tell you that this Sunday, it's Labor Day weekend. At 7 o'clock, we are in the church doing praise and worship. Come, we want revival to happen, but we have no revival without people. Come this Sunday to Holy Rosary Church, 1016 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Massachusetts. I'm getting stuck. I think of East Boston. Come to the rectory, 993 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass. We have praise and worship at 7 o'clock on Sunday. Come and praise him and worship him because he's worthy. And there won't be much traffic because most people are away for the weekend. This will be the Labor Day weekend. So come between 7 and at least 9, 9:15, and worship the Lord with us. Also, at the 5:30 Mass, I have it on Saturday. After the 5:30 Mass, we pray for healing for the sick. You're welcome to come. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, you know our needs. I ask you to provide our needs. Provide for our needs for the ministry. I ask you to touch people and let the people know, the ones that are supposed to give, that you would just cause them to give. Lord, we thank you for you have kept this ministry going for so many years, and we trust you for the next day, the next week, the next month, and the next year. We thank you, God, that people have been encouraged by broadcasts like these.
Listen, I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You can go to the World Wide Web and you can give a gift on PayPal, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. Also, you can go to www.inseason.net and see all of our television programs and hear all of our radio programs. So, www.inseason.net. Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.